You're listening to the show about recurring terrariums and inherited magic. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Does it have eyeballs? Tell me it has little googly eyeballs.
Like in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
You haven't even seen that movie yet.
Maybe that's what we should do for Mother's Day.
Oh, yes. God. Oh, God, it's the perfect Mother's Day thing. Go fucking
do it. Oh, my God. Like, literally it is.
Like, literally, it is a Mother's Day movie.
Not just because you would like it, but yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, let's say that Rudy has googly eyes. Is that okay with you, Eric?
No.
Just that one thing.
I pull out googly eyes. There's a googly eyes store in the little Tivoli town.
Oh, yes.
And I pull the googly eyes.
Yes, please. Yay! Yes, please.
Oh, my God.
And
right. You have the googly eyes.
She pulls out googly eyes from a googly eyes store in Tivoli town.
Uh-huh.
What is going to happen to Tivoli over the course of the time that Rafina has? There's a googly eyes store, apparently. We only sell the best
You
googly
remember
eyes.
It now, Will.
Do you remember the googly eyes store?
It's just because Eldon wanted a craft store and he really liked googly eyes, okay? And it was a mistake.
Owned
I
by
want
the
to
rival,
shut that place down.
The rival mafia boss.
Roscoe looks at the rutabaga with the googly eyes on it, and he's like, I don't know how that's gonna work, but that could be interesting.
All right, I pilot ship. You guys sit back, relax, enjoy.
I'm
Here
flying,
we go.
I guess, because we don't have enough room.
Yeah,
Will
true.
Just flies over to where they would dock or wherever the heck we would go on this river. It's different now.
Yep.
I don't know what to say. I fly over the ship while we, well, not ship.
So you can
boat.
See my carefully crafted map if you Ooh. Refer to Roll 20.
Oh, boy.
The new Bear Toggle.
Oh, my God. Weird.
Oh, wow.
Two maps for the same town.
I put so much time and effort into it. See this beautiful blue line, that's the new river.
Hey, it's beautiful. Look
floating
at it.
Through Bear Toggle.
Nice. There it is.
So where are you guys headed?
We've got to find our friends.
Yeah, we got to go get Shimi. That's where we're going.
So
we're
you
getting
guys
Shimi
head
and Roscoe
to where
and Bernard.
You remember the hotel
yes.
is?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
All right. So you're heading down the river.
The hotel is underwater.
Oh, yeah. No. It should be. It better be.
So this is a nice, big, wide river. The bridges across aren't there because it's too big. But you see boats running back and forth.
Yeah.
You could definitely see the need for a ferry business in this town. Ferry.
Oh, my God.
My God.
So you guys head down the river, and, like, a lot of it looks the same. But, yeah, it's a much wider river than before. But, you know, from what you can see on the left and the right bank, it looks like as if you were in the Bear Toggle you guys all had explored, but if there were a big, fat, wide river as opposed to the little river running through it.
So the stores are still the same?
At least from what you can tell, yeah.
Okay.
You're not, like, going off and exploring.
Okay.
But anything that would have been close to the bank of the other river, you don't see.
When we get
near
where the hotel is... I'm going to dive in the water. I want to know if it's down there.
Okay. All right, it's kaploosh.
Man overboard!
I mean, it was a dive, Mo. It was... I didn't fall in.
It's okay, guys. I've been away from you for so long. I've been thinking about all the bad things that could have happened to you. You were going somewhere and Bathwack fall over the side of a ship and you leave him and you drown.
Oh, well, what happened? You know, the river is not all that deep. It's like kind of shallow. Did you hit your head?
Dead. I'm dead.
No, it's pretty deep now.
Okay,
deeper
good.
Than it certainly deeper than it was.
Well, you remember the goblin fight?
I do remember.
It wasn't deep at all. But no, some of it might be.
I remember at one point Abby saying that...
That wasn't like in the middle of the city.
I just remember that Abby at one point had said that Rufina doesn't know how to swim because the Bertalgo River is actually really shallow and she can just walk across. But I don't...
Exactly.
I just remember that discussion. It was so fantastic.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, you dive into the water, Bathwack, and... Yeah, you're able to see that it looks just like a big, broad, wide riverbed. You don't see any submerged...
It's really nothing down there.
...ruins or anything like that. Maybe another bicycle, but nothing that would indicate that a huge, grand hotel...
What is that?
It's Adam's fan.
Oh, my...
I'm sorry. That's my fan.
It's fine. It's okay. It was just the start of it that was loud. It was like, right at the beginning. Totally turn it on.
Discord learns what it is and then mutes it. Yeah. Basically.
Okay, let's do it again and let's make an in-world explanation for the sound.
Okay.
Oh, it's the sewer treatment plant!
Ah! All right, so you guys like hear
underwater
this weird
turbine
noise in the distance.
Bathwack got sucked in.
That you can't quite identify until you get a little closer, and then you can identify it, and it sounds more less like what we just heard and more like this.
No!
No!
Oh,
no!
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, and,
this is the calliope?
Yeah.
You find yourselves approaching a large houseboat that is moored near the end, the side of one of the river banks. Side of the river. Moored on the river bank.
Yeah.
That's awesome. The same side that the hotel
was. I am finally going to surface.
So many things breaking the surface of the river this episode. It's pretty great.
Is this like a water hotel?
So there's a pretty large houseboat. Don't see any signage or anything like that. But then as you get closer, you can see there's a figure standing at the rail, sort of facing towards you, and you see that it's Shimi.
Oh, yay!
And he looks like he squints and makes out what you guys look like, and he starts to wave happily.
He recognizes us. Good.
He does recognize you, you think. Or maybe he's just a friendly guy.
I'll fly down to him.
Oh, hey, Will!
All right, you know who I am, huh?
Yeah. Do you know who I am?
Do you remember this place being anything other than a boathouse thing?
Kind of, yeah.
You do?
Kind of. I mean, like, it was like a big hotel, right? But also, we just, like, rented a room in this boat.
Oh, wow. Weird. Do I have any of that dual memory, or do I just... So I only have our memory... And Shimi's experiencing dual memories. It's weird.
So it's linear for,
How are you guys doing? You, like, went under the river, right? Or you fought something? How's it going?
Well, it's great, but do you have our stuff?
Yeah, all the stuff you left behind when you were going to go underwater or whatever, and all your pets and everything. I've been feeding them all.
I sent you a whisper, Eric.
Oh. Got it.
Oh, yeah. All right, good. Where is he? Where's Roscoe?
Oh, he's here. Come on. Come on up. You can dock right to the boat.
All right, let's dock.
All right.
Hey, Mo, do you know how to dock?
Oh, yeah. I'm good at boats and stuff. I grew up, like, in water and on water. I get it. It, like, makes sense to me.
Growing up, I remember playing a game called Dock Dock Caboose.
Okay. Was it fun?
No. It was incoherent because docks and cabooses aren't even in the same family of things.
Okay. How do you play?
Well, you sit in a circle and... One person stands up.
Like me? Can I do it?
Yeah, we could do it now if you want on the houseboat.
Okay. Oh, on the houseboat.
Yeah, we're now getting. I'm on the houseboat now.
Okay, I'll come.
All right.
Everybody sit in circle.
Who wants to play Doc Doc Caboose?
Mo is already sitting down.
Right?
I'll play. I've been bored here with these animals, and most of them don't talk. One of them does.
Rafina sits down. Oh, this is going to be good.
Pippa sits next to you.
Pippa? Pippa's
skeleton Rafina's cat.
Skeleton cat. This is not Roscoe's first time seeing that.
Okay. Nope.
Correct.
Hey, Will, have a seat. Yeah.
What is this game? What do I have to do in it?
We're learning.
I haven't even improvised it yet, Will.
The terrarium sits next to Rafina as well.
How much running or sweating does it entail? Can I be the referee?
If you become the caboose, you need to run around.
Well, I don't want to be the caboose then.
Okay, well, sit down and I'll just show you.
Is there a captain? Is there a
I'll show you
president?
How it works.
God
sit
damn
down.
It. He looks around.
You've still got fly spell cast. You can just fly around. Right?
Will just floats above the ground in a sitting position. Yes, this works. That's great.
I will demonstrate first.
Okay.
I will go around.
I love games.
And what I do is, what you have to do is you take out a handkerchief. You all have a handkerchief, right?
Oh, I do. I don't. Should I take off loincloth? Would that work?
Is it a magical loincloth?
No.
All right, well, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
No.
He takes it off.
No, Mo. Mo.
Play the game!
Got a pair of denim cutoffs under it.
Nope.
You take what any material that works. For me, it's a magical handkerchief.
Ooh.
Handkerchief.
Spelled that way.
I walk around, and on each person in the circle, I place the handkerchief on their head, and I say, Doc. But only after fashioning the handkerchief into one of three versions of a boat. There's a Bing version and a Bang version and a Bong version.
Is one of them just a box and not a boat?
Well, one of them's a caboose. A caboose.
A caboose.
Right? So, you walk around and you say, Doc, if it's a Bing boat. And you put it on their head because the boat's docking on their head.
That makes sense.
You go.
Yeah. This is really...
Yeah. All right. It's scanned so far.
Piece of game. You go to the next poison, and you fashion your material into a different, another version of the boat. It could be a Bang or another Bing. And you put it on that poison's head, and you say, Doc! And you keep going back and forth. You could do whatever you want if it's a Bing or a Bong. And you say, Doc, 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 Doc. It's slow. Uh-huh. It can be slow depending on how apt you are at fashioning.
Yeah. There's an origami step every
It's something I learned in the circus. But then, as a little surprise, as a little treat, for some poison in the circle, you mix it up.
Mm.
And instead of the Bing boat or the Bang boat, you go, Bong!
Oh! What happened then?
Well, first, you only go Bong in your head. You can't say it.
Oh.
But you have to like shout it very animatedly in your head. Bong! And, like you're shaking. And you fashion the handkerchief or whatever material you use.
Loincloth!
By the way, you see my butt?
Oh, yes.
Will says, and he casts mend.
You have to touch it.
I have to touch it?
Uh-huh. Mending has a range of touch.
I don't know I've ever mended anything, so he tries to make. He's like, yeah! Nope. But he doesn't want to touch, so
he
it just fizzles out.
Can't use mage hand to...
mage hand mend.
All right, and so you bong in your head, and you channel that bong energy into creating, instead of a boat, you create a little caboose. But you hide it from everybody. You hide the bong energy and the caboose from everybody in the circle, and then you say it as you put it on that poison's head. You say, caboose! And then you run. And that poison has to get up. And they... This is the most important part of the game.
Oh, everybody listen!
In Doc Doc Caboose, the poison who is the caboose has to stand up and run around the circle trying to catch the poison, and at the same time, but they can't stop running until they have come up with a whole different game that makes more sense than Doc Doc Caboose.
Oh my god!
I mean, I think this makes sense, though.
And when they come up with a new game, then that's the new game. But it always starts with Doc Doc Caboose.
Oh, it's a creativity like thing.
A really good incubator for wonderful games. I like it.
I never thought about it that way. It mostly was just a weird thing that we did.
I think it explains a lot.
Yeah.
Did it ultimately, like, end up with why you're here right now? Are you still playing Duck, 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 Caboose?
Well, yeah, because you caught me. I have... This is probably the biggest secret of my entire backstory. My biggest secret shame is that I... Long ago, one of my earliest memories in the circus was being designated the caboose. And I started to run and run and run. And then I couldn't come up with a different game. And so I
you murdered the ringmaster.
It was immediately before that. So then I ran... And I ran to Tanya, and I was like, help me come up with a different game. And she was like, how about we fuck? And so we fucked, and I was thinking all the time about fucking her. Like, I need to come up with a different game. And then her father, the ringleader, ringmaster, walked in on us. And then it all happened. But it all started with a game of Duck Duck Caboose.
But is Tanya a fairy queen?
Oh, that's a good question, because what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
I don't think so, but...
You don't think so, okay. Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Anyway, so then he caught me, and I've been running ever since, but I've been running from my lover's father and my murder of him just as much as I've been running away from this game of Doc Doc Caboose.
Just as much?
Yeah, to say it's equal amounts of, like...
Oh, like 50-50.
50-50. And I have yet to come up with a new game. And even if I do, I'd have to probably, like... Well, no, I don't have to go back to the original. I'm sure most of them are, like, dead now or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my big secret.
Did you... I mean... Next time, maybe you could suggest Fuck Fuck Moose.
Fuck Fuck Moose.
Well, what are the rules for that?
Well, sir,
is Moose a god?
Strictly speaking, it's really it's a big faux pas for the caboose to get the idea for the new game from somebody else, but you know, I'm open to suggestions. Fucking a moose, you think?
Wait, it's a big faux pas, but you are open to suggestions?
I mean, at this point, it's been years and years and years, and I've got all these other things.
So you're like, you're good with a faux pas. Like, that's all right.
Yeah, I'm all right with a faux pas.
Yeah,
have you
sure.
Have you never done a faux pas? Has anybody here not done a faux pas? How about you, lizard person? Have you ever done a faux pas? Or in your case?
I've eaten a paw.
A mole paw. You interrupted my pun, and I will never forgive you.
I don't have paws. I reptile.
I have claws. A mo claw? That would have made sense.
A mo claw. Well, this has been fun.
Has it?
Spending a whole chunk of time justifying a random fucking bullshit joke.
This will be very interesting to recap.
Thank God I went this week.
Oh, God.
Who is next?
It's me.
Oh, there we go.
All right.
Doc Caboose.
Everybody want all their shit? It's in our room here in the Calliope houseboat extraordinaire.
You'll have to show it to
where's
us.
Where's Bernard?
Do we still have our keys, or were they left in the door?
Oh, yeah. I've got our key.
Oh.
We just got the one room. I mean, this is a houseboat. It's
what?
Not like
an...
No, oh, you know, you remember the keys that we had, right, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. Not to the room, but to the door or whatever. The
door
thing
four.
You needed to... The what?
The door for four.
What's that?
I don't think you came with us. Yeah.
You weren't there, but that's what it was called, apparently. And, yeah, I don't think... do we still have those keys? They were left in the
I think
the
we
door,
left them, right?
Right.
Or they dissolved or something.
I don't think they dissolved. Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous.
I Come think out. They were brought...
Oh! All right! Let's play!
Sorry. All right, here, everybody, let's go back to our room. We can all get our things back. Right?
Yeah,
the dog.
The pets here. Oh, Roscoe! Do I see Roscoe?
So you go into the room.
Boy.
Uh-huh.
What
and,
about Bernard?
Bernard's there.
Yeah.
And he's like, are you okay? To Will?
No.
Oh, you're fine, right?
No.
What's wrong?
Neither are you. Tivoli is gone. Well,
okay.
I mean, at least it was there. I mean, now, I don't know. Tivoli is gone. Or was gone where
is
we were
family
before.
Family there? Are my kids there?
I don't know.
Ooh, Bernard has kids.
Yeah, I have kids. I have like a bunch of kids.
Yeah, that's the problem, Bernard. I don't know. So, yeah.
I mean, we've probably talked about this before, but like my kids were alive as far as you knew, right?
Yes,
we've talked about this.
Yes.
I just, you know, who knows with all the weird stuff that's happening, what you remember and
I heard that the people are around that I know. Like, I asked about important people. I was told that they are around, but I don't know.
Important, like, emotionally or important economically?
You know I'm fucking talking about your stupid family. Now, shut up.
Don't talk like that, Uncle Will.
Stop. I keep moving to, and don't look at anyone. When you go
I keep
that.
Moving and don't look at anyone.
He's just moving somewhere, hoping that stupid dog, everyone can hear him talk.
You turn
now.
Around and there's Bathwack right in front of you.
I am right there.
Mm-hmm.
I might have been listening.
I change my You'll face to look like Bathwack with Goldilocks curls. I don't even do the whole body change, but I just go... And I just do this thing because it's the image
what
I've
thing?
Done to be. I bob my head back and forth. It's the image I've made before of Bathwack's daughter, but like my version of it's just Bathwack's face with Goldilocks curls.
How's your family, Will?
I don't know who's Will.
I mean, did you hear anything about your sister?
That fucking fish was about as vague. As more vague than I am, you know how I'm evasive sometimes. This fish was just like, hey man, believe in yourself, go fight everything.
Oh, I wish I could have heard that.
You
yes
would have loved him.
I believe in myself.
Hey Shamey,
what
do you remember the Ibish?
Yeah, he looks confused. I think so. Yeah.
Just curious.
They look like owls.
Wait, but are they different here? Are they gnomes? Are there gnomes now?
Huh?
Shimi, gnomes. Do you know what a gnome is?
Yeah.
I can't remember if that's good or not. I don't think you would have ever known about gnomes. So do gnomes exist here?
Yeah, there's gnomes.
Oh, wow. Okay, so there are gnomes now. Gnomes are back! I write in my notes with an exclamation point. Okay, so, yeah, what are we doing? What's the plan?
Yeah, what's the plan? We're the Puzzle Master and Will are asking what the plan is.
Based on everything you told me about your discussion with the fish god and what we need to vanquish across the land, what is the next stop?
Yeah, is it, like, weird that you guys have, like, like, an idea of what's happening?
Yes.
I've been with this group a short amount of time, and I must say, yeah, it seems like this influx of clarity is new for them.
Yeah.
And they don't really know how to process it, so... Uh-huh. But luckily for you, I have traveled the lands.
Oh! Have you met gods?
And you are about as clarity as they come.
I'm as clarity as it gets. So, I have not met gods. I don't really fuck with gods.
Except for that fish underground.
Yeah, I mean, he was cool. And I guess now I have some knowledge about myself that indicates that maybe... I don't know. Is a fairy queen a god?
Oh. No.
Okay, good. Look, here's the deal. Those of you who weren't underwater with us.
Me?
Also me.
Yeah.
Just us two.
I don't pretend to fully understand the mission you guys are on. But I've had it with Bear Toggle. I'm ready to get out. And I'll, come with you when you're joining, especially because I think I might be able to help. Now, what we learned downstairs, not down, you know, downstairs metaphorically.
Oh, I like that. That's a good euphemism.
We explained it to Rafina already in a hand-wavy kind of moment.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
So there are these slivers of a large, indifferent, but also malevolent extraplanar force, and the slivers have punched through into our reality through in five different towns, all of which I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
Those, and we have got to defeat them. They're like tentacles, like evil, demonic, godlike tentacles of a larger evil godlike demon. Anyway, we did the one in Bear Toggle. We killed that. And
yay!
There are four more that we got to get through. They are in Gully's End.
I know you want to get out of Bear Toggle, though, but Rafina, what about these desert mothers that you keep talking about?
Well, I wouldn't mind consulting with them about what to do next.
The desert mothers. This is a Bear Toggle thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
Does Roscoe know about... What does he know about desert mothers?
You've heard maybe that phrase once or twice.
Also, not it enough. Seemed like... I was just going to say, it seemed like in the other reality we were in that people were sort of like afraid of them.
Yeah, but scared
that's not,
of them.
That's not usually the case. So that
well, sure. Good. Yes, we can stay in Bear Toggle a bit longer. Tomorrow, we should leave. You know... But because we need to get through these other four towns, Gully's End, Carnivore, Tapperdown, and Bufflin. And as a traveler, I will work on developing an itinerary and a map based on my knowledge of geography. We will go in an order that makes sense.
Hooray!
All right. But first, yeah, we should go visit these desert mothers, I guess. I mean, tomorrow is Mother's Day, after all. It's Desert Mother's Day.
We need to pay our respects.
As we record this on the eve of
Desert Mother's
Day. My mom was lame.
Oh, poor Shimi.
Well, she just wanted to run a business and be successful. Didn't want to have any fun.
That sounds not lame. That sounds successful.
I don't even think it'll take that long to talk to the desert mothers. Aren't we pretty close to where they are?
I think all of us would ask you that.
I'm trying to remember if they're at high ground or if they're at the where the pineapple grounds are.
Kind of in between. Okay. As described by Rafina, they are in Old Bear, which is labeled on the map as well.
Right, I see Old Bear. Okay, good. Good stuff. All right. Yeah, well, let's just pop over there, guys. We got all of our things and many questions answered. Let's just pop over there and check in with them.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we need to do while we're here? Like, there's the wormhole in the City Gang hideout. I mean, is it still there?
Yeah, what are the wormholes about?
And then Bathwick digs through his pack. Is the City Gang knife still there?
The City Gang knife.
I took the knife off the guy at the front of the door. The guy who was guarding the door.
I did not remember that, but yes.
Oh, and is it the same?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like I remember it.
Correct.
Okay. Maybe the City Gang is still here because I still have this knife. Anyway.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure out whether gnomes and Ibish exist or like, I mean, the City Gang was around because they were all kind of split over the weird realities that they were trying to deal with. So I feel like if there's a gang, it's not going to be over the same thing. If there's a Sooty gang, it'll be a different kind of thing. I feel like a whole different monster.
I agree. I feel strongly that this is going to have a whole new flavor now that we're in a whole new reality or something.
Certain umami?
Jomami.
Oh, good one.
Jumanji. You can keep going.
I don't get that one.
No, me either. Okay, off we go.
I mean, what about Clockface? What about Clockface?
Are you gonna... Yes, Clockface. That's the other thing I wanted to see happen.
I'm not quite ready to do that yet.
Shove this thing down Clockface's
throat. You want to have Will prestidigitate it first? Do you think it's got too much like fish goop on it or salt water?
No, I don't know. I mean, maybe this just isn't the best time. Maybe when we're traveling or something.
We respect that and we'll give you the space you require. But make it soon.
Yeah, you can handle your luggage however you want to handle it.
Will!
And everybody goes to Old Bear.
Old Bear.
Is that true?
And there we see. Do we see Aunt Booty?
Yeah. Can I change clothes or any of my clothes? Sure. What are my belongings look like if we go in? Oh yeah. What's the room? Is it just one room? What does
it
look like?
Yeah, it's one room.
Wicker furniture.
Some bumps in there.
Yeah, I go in there for sure because I want to change. It's all wicker.
Uh huh. There's an orange shag carpet. Wood paneled walls and wicker furniture.
Wow.
Glad we didn't leave our stuff at the damn Top Inn. Don't know where that would be now.
Oh my God. Suspended above the town.
Roscoe changes out of his whatever like weird bathing suit he was wearing.
Yes! And now
he looks normal, or what passes for normal for Roscoe.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I just put on whatever dry clothes I have. Yeah, what is the room like, though? What is this?
There's like a few wicker bunk beds.
And some hammocks.
All right, guys, we are going to find another hotel, I guess.
We're not going to stay here.
But I want to come to a boat.
You paid for like a week here.
Well, will it take us to our next location? It's a boat.
No, it just stays here.
Wow, well, that's pointless.
It is sort of silly. It's a boat.
Maybe we can hijack it. Make it not so pointless.
All
Why
right.
don't we just take this? Wait a second.
I think Bathwick has a knife in his bag.
Yeah. I look at Shimi like, Shimi, maybe this is something we got to work on, that kind of look. You know what I mean?
I mean, we could go talk to, or I mean, you could, I mean, one of us could distract Mr. Odysseus and the other ones could, you know.
Mr. Odysseus?
Mr. Odysseus.
Oh my God. Wait
yeah,
a second.
Yeah, Ricardo Odysseus.
Ricardo Odysseus.
Oh, are you serious? Is that a joke?
No.
Wait, no, no, no. Wait, wait, wait.
This is the character that I played before Roscoe. But I believe that what's canon, at least the way I played it, is that that character then admitted, like, I don't even remember what voice I was doing. Like, I was just making up. I was just like to fuck with the people who stay at the hotel.
Yeah.
And I made up the name Ricardo Odysseus. That's what happened. But but now there's all this weird dimensional stuff.
Yeah, is this a real thing or is this a joke? Do we hear that there's a real Captain Ricardo Odysseus?
Yeah. He's like in charge of the houseboat. What does he look like? Kind of nondescript, probably like someone that never been ever like described before, but like had a voice that maybe like that guy could do, and he points at Roscoe.
Wait a second, so he describes the character, it's really Ricardo Odysseus or whatever.
Ricardo Odysseus.
Was that guy, I think, was he a halfling?
Yeah, probably. He was a halfling, yeah.
Because he like is from Bertogl.
And he, you guys left him at the hotel, like, he was, like, expressing that he likes to kind of, like, make things up because he wants adventure in his life.
Yeah.
And I think he wanted to go with you guys.
Yes.
But you guys just left.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, nope.
We were jerks. We were like, we already have a Shimi tag along character. Get out of here.
I could like kidnap him and then you take his boat?
Okay. I shouldn't have said all that aloud, but you know what, guys? Maybe we just need to collaborate. Having a boat to travel around would be really nice. And this one has beds in it and presumably more rooms.
We have a boat.
Yeah, a boat that what? Is it's not this big.
I mean, it could be bigger. If
yes,
we say the right word.
Well, does it have, like, rooms in it, though? It probably has, like, a cot.
Like, cabins?
Yeah. Okay.
Less wicker?
Less wicker.
I mean, whatever.
We don't need two boats.
Do we think we can remodel one of the rooms? Do you think that'll work in the spell? I'm thinking out loud. Will's looking
Eric,
up.
I'm gonna pull a Mark Jessen and ask for a map of the entire fucking world.
Okay, I can do that right now, Mr.
There
Navigator.
There probably is one on the wiki.
There you go. Yeah. Wait, no, I didn't do the right thing. Now I can do that. There you go.
Okay, so we are in Bertogl down there.
Yep.
Gully's End is over there. Carnivar. Tapper down Bufflin. Okay, so it makes sense. We should go to Gully's End first. From Bertogl, we travel east to Gully's End, which we could, I guess we could technically use a boat to get to Gully's End, but
overland would probably be more direct.
Overland would be more direct. So I think, and you know, I got us covered for that. So we don't need a boat right now. I guess what we could do, but and you've got this that ding dang dong boat.
The point is, I don't want to walk. I don't want to just walk. I want transportation, Roscoe. Maybe you're used to walking around in the dust. I look at you up and down. Look at those dusty shoes.
Like I said, Will, I got it covered.
What does that mean? Am I going to have to ride you or something? What is being discussed right now?
I don't understand. I already showed you.
You did?
Yeah. Look, let's just go see the Desert Mothers. I'll keep developing the plan. Let's not steal a boat in Bertogl. Just trust me, Will, okay?
I trust you.
Well, with all due respect, Mo, I'm not sure how much that means.
Will, I trust him. What does that mean?
Mo, you're fantastic.
Thank you. Good. Will trust you too.
No, Mo, just because I think you're fantastic doesn't mean the trust transference happens.
I mean, let's break it down. How do you feel about Roscoe?
Roscoe is fine. I'm just not sure I trust his transportation choices.
Let's break it down. You say he's fine. What does that mean?
Let's break it down.
Why do we need to break this down, Mo?
I think it'd be healthy.
What?
Mo, I gotta say, Rafina and I already did a whole fucking session where we got people to be honest and break it down.
Okay.
And I don't think we're ready for another one of those just
yet. Oh, was that traumatic?
It was very dramatic, and it's why they don't have those crowns anymore. Did you notice?
It's healing.
Oh, I thought they were just hiding them. I thought they looked good. You guys not have crowns?
Ixnay on the Ounds Cray.
Oh, sensitive subject?
No, happy subject. Crown's gone. I knocked Bathwax off and then mine fell off because I'm amazing. And I don't know how it happened,
yeah,
but I did.
Yeah, you are amazing.
Yes, I'm so amazing. Now, listen. Transportation! I shout.
Oh, Roscoe says he got us.
Fine.
We know
this is great. Okay, well, if this doesn't pan out, I'm stealing a
house rustler.
And you guys can ride the ding dang dong, and I'll take my own houseboat across the country.
You can fly for 10 minutes at a time, so you're good.
Yeah, I wish it could just only take me 10 minutes to get to Tivoli. Oh, wait, it doesn't exist. This is fantastic.
Well, do we ever split the party in here? Like, maybe Will should go talk to Ricardo Odysseus, try to gain some information about this houseboat that he's so interested in, despite the fact that I already said I got you covered. But hey, you want to explore that? And maybe some of us can go see the Desert Mothers, and we can reconvene on the east side of town in the morning or something.
Are the Desert Mothers gods?
They are more powerful than gods.
Ooh.
Definitely more powerful than these gods.
All right.
No offense, warping scorpion, and I flick him another ant.
Do you think that Will should see the Desert Mothers, Rafina?
I think I don't want this to be a big deal. I just need to check in with them. I need to see if my Aunt Booty's there and if she remembers seeing me on the other side, and if they have any insight about all this messiness, if they have any awareness at all.
I want to meet Aunt Booty again.
Oh, so you're coming?
Yes.
Let's go.
All right. Everybody, let's go. Follow the puzzle master. That's me. In case anybody didn't know, but everybody probably here knows.
I didn't know.
Roscoe is the one who wouldn't know.
You didn't know? We've met.
But why are you the puzzle master?
Oh, I master puzzles.
Give me three examples.
Pose a puzzle.
No, I mean, what? Okay.
Doc, goose. Caboose. It doesn't make sense. Puzzle solved.
Are you saying you didn't like Doc, Caboose?
I'd play it.
I'd play it.
All right, that was good enough, I guess. Let's go.
No, yeah, I'm going to be watching you very closely to determine whether you deserve the title of Puzzle Master.
Oh, you're the only one that's questioned it.
Will just looks at the back of Shimi's head while he says it, like, okay.
Rafina seemed very excited about it.
Yeah.
Will doesn't seem to really give a shit whether anybody calls me that. Bathwax said nothing about it, so we'll see how this goes. But I think I'll prove to you that I've earned it. And I'm deserved. Right.
Okay.
We'll
see about that.
All right.
Mr. Shimi.
Mr. Puzzle Master. Puzzle Master until proven guilty.
Until proven stupid.
That's true. That is a fundamental tenet of governance in this land, is that everybody is a puzzle master until proven stupid.
Yeah. It's one of the amendments.
Which is why I'm here as kind of like a lawyer type now.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try to prove that you are stupid.
All right. We'll see. All right. So everybody heads to Old Bear, the whole gang. No splitting the party needed.
Not right now.
So you head over to Old Bear. And Old Bear is essentially just a large structure. The structure is very reminiscent of like an ancient Roman Colosseum. Hmm. It's this huge round stone structure with nothing around, far away from the river.
Hmm.
And there's a trickle of people sort of moving in and out of the various entrances into this large round structure.
And what's it called? Large Bear? Is that what you said?
Old Bear.
Old Bear. Sorry. Okay.
That's like the general name of this area of Bear Toggle, not necessarily the building.
Okay.
And you all can file in through the entrances. There's no one like taking tickets or anything like that. It's just people are going in and out. And you find yourselves up in the stands of what looks like again, like kind of like a Roman Colosseum. There's this open circular expanse of sand before you.
Mm-hmm.
There's benches sort of circling all around it, stands. The stands have people sort of scattered about just sitting. And then down in the center of the sand below, you see two figures laying back on these like chaise lounges. And they are passing a cigarette back and forth between them. And everybody in the stands are just kind of sitting there in silence. And the people down on the lounges aren't saying much either. Or by much, I mean anything.
Mm.
And,
oh my gosh, is that Aunt Booty and Great Aunt Tootie? It might be.
It is.
Oh my gosh.
You all recognize Aunt Booty. You've never met Great Aunt Tootie.
Oh my... Yay! I want to know what the name... You must have had a name before Abby just said that. What was
it?
It didn't matter. It didn't matter. I love it so much.
Whichever name you had, Eric, you can use it as the popcorn vendor who's walking around, okay? You can have that.
All right. There is someone silently vending popcorn.
They have a name tag, and it's... It's Galdar.
Actually, it's Betho.
Betho.
Yep.
Oh, thank like God. Like Lizzo? Came in with two
Not like Lizzo. Okay. Betho.
Okay.
I make a beeline.
Are you going to like vault over the edge of the stands and like jump down into the sand below?
I mean, I guess not. I mean,
there doesn't seem to be an easy access point. The people aren't like approaching Aunt Booty and Great Aunt Tootie. they're just down there enjoying their cigarettes and everybody's sort of just sitting in the stands.
Fascinating.
But I mean, Rafina, this is all familiar to you. None of this is odd. This is what you expected.
So I head to the edge of the sort of stands area and I wave. Hi!
Okay, I need everybody's help.
Oh.
I cannot at all remember for the life of me what Aunt Booty sounded like.
Oh no, I don't know either.
I don't think she had a special voice. I don't think she had a special voice.
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Well, why don't we decide to go elsewhere first?
Oh, wait a second. I thought I needed
It also is 11:24.
Yeah. Right, that's why I was surprised that we were still going.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm excited to still go. I'm not saying to stop. I just went out. I was just wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Can you just pick a voice and chalk up any differences to like dimensional shit?
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Wave my hand.
Wave your hand.
Rafina Flanchbot!
Mm-hmm. That sounded
How did
about
it
right.
take you so long to come visit us?
I've been in a different dimension. I'm sorry, Auntie.
You abandoned your fairy business and we had to have these bugs transport us back and forth across the river. Get down here.
They're my proteges. I talked.
Did I say explain yourself? I said get down here.
Rafina is uncharacteristically shutting up and climbs over the stands, and you and a ladder sort of pokes out that you couldn't see. It sort of blended in, but there's a ladder, like a rope ladder, that just camouflages in, and I sort of scramble down. Great Aunt Tootie, you look so healthy.
Oh, thank you, dear. Don't you care for a smoke?
Oh, no. You know that that gives me tummy troubles.
Yes, you fart all over the place when you smoke. I can't even explain it. I don't know why that would be. But
Tootly, Aunt Tootie. Tootie, toot, toot, toot.
I think you're the tootie one.
Oh, Aunt, Great Aunt Tootie, my word, you haven't changed an inch.
No, why would I?
You're perfect, so you wouldn't, of course. But, see here, I have an urgent question because I am running on the way. I'm on my way. I'm an adventurer now.
What big britches you've put on.
I know. Wait till you see my socks. I think that you might have some insight for us, which is why we're here. These are my friends, and I wave to them in the stands.
Will's trying to get down the rope ladder and not doing it very well.
It's like the rope ladders they have at the fairs that you
have to flip upside down. They're like on one pivot point.
Yeah. I mean, Rafina knows how to do it. You got to put your foot just right.
Or like Steed Bonnet. On a rope ladder going down to...
yup.
Right, Abby?
Steep bomb.
Have you watched it yet?
It's our flag means death.
It's so good.
I know you haven't.
It's
I'm sorry.
So good.
Yeah, I'm terrible. I want to do it, but...
You will love it.
Hey, so we're adventuring, and we seem to be doing a little bit of inadvertent time travel, and things seem to be troubled in places, and I want to know if you have any senses of this.
Well, I think you could just potentially think that whatever your experience is what's true.
Hmm. Oh, it's so profound and yet so unhelpful. Thank you, Aunt Tootie.
No problem. Would you like a smoke?
Toot! Remember? We just been through this.
I know. I'm still, it's not impolite not to offer every 5 seconds. So you're gallivanting around, abandoning your fairy business, and you find yourself lost in time. Is that it?
Yes, it is, Aunt Booty. I'm so sorry. Will you forgive me? Don't answer that. I know the answer. Don't tell me.
Oh, Rafina, who is your mustachioed friend over there?
That is William Pompion. Isn't that a fancy name? It means Pompion.
What a distinguished name.
He falls come off the here, ladder gentlemen. Into the sand.
Uh-huh.
Sets the ladder on fire.
Will, you're wearing your satin-lined pants again. You can't go on the ladders with those pants.
That is not a ladder. It is a trick.
Would you like a smoke, young man?
Who is it? Who am I talking to?
Great Aunt Tootie right
Tootie,
now.
Tootie, so not Aunt Booty. Uh-huh. Well, I don't know.
She's glaring at you.
Wait, who is glaring?
Aunt Booty.
Booty is glaring. Tootie is offering a cigarette. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And is looking at you demurely.
Oh, no. Wait, is she old?
Oh, very
if she's
old.
Great Aunt Tootie, what does she look like? What
she
does this
like,
lady look
like?
You haven't
prune.
Described her. Right. What does she look like?
Like a prune.
Really?
Ask Abby. I mean, ask like... Rafina.
She is the aunt of the aunt, so she is like, you know,
old. Yeah. Will goes over and he kneels in front of Aunt Tootie.
Great Aunt Tootie.
Great Aunt Tootie.
She holds out a cigarette to you.
And he takes
it.
It's
in a cigarette holder.
And he shakes her hand like how you would shake a lady's hand. Okay. Or I guess kisses her hand. Is that what you would do? You know what I mean?
I
like in a queenly manner?
Treats
her like that.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, Rafina, what manners this William Pompion has.
Yes, he's very complicated.
Oh, Great Aunt Tootie! Could you shelve your libido for 1 minute?
No, I don't think I can, Aunt Booty.
Oh my god.
Will... asks her for a light.
Oh, You want to relight the cigarette I've given you that's already lit?
Wait, oh, you lit it? You lit the cigarette?
I've been smoking from it, haven't I?
Delicious. I stand up and I put it in my mouth, though, and I look right at her and I wink.
Okay. Are you smoking it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not tobacco.
Oh, no. Okay.
You immediately feel a little bit lightheaded.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You feel very at ease.
Okay.
That's a good boy.
Ew.
Did Bathwack go down there? Did he follow down the rope?
Yeah.
Alex is so tired. Aww. He just like used all the energy he had to just reach
pull
out
the microphone.
Get the mic. Keep coughing and stuff, so
oh,
I put
no.
the microphone
Are you
over
sick,
there.
Sick now?
No, it's just the. I mean, yes, he is, but it's like the cold.
I'm
how
sorry.
It like. How, it's at the stage God. Where it's like right there in his head.
I'm sorry. We gotta. Yeah, we gotta stop for Alex's sake.
And we'll
sorry.
Find so, him no, next no. time.
Bathwack definitely came down, but. He's just very quiet. He's looking around.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to, I mean, God, surely Granny Atootie is going to flirt with Bathwack too.
Maybe.
We'll find out next time.
Where's Roscoe?
Roscoe's not going down a fucking rope. He's...
Ladder.
I set it
rope
on
ladder.
Fire anyway.
He's not an acrobat.
It's more of a ladder.
Rope ladder. He's struggling. Like everyone else made it down. He's like, he's this whole during this whole scene. He's just mm-hmm. in the background doing physical comedy, like Zach Galifianakis.
Okay.
Like on the ladder.
He doesn't. He's not an acrobat. He's from the circus.
Yeah.
Well, I think you have a lot of explaining to do, Rafina Flangepot.
I thought that was Mo.
Yeah.
For a second, I did too.
Are these gods?
Okay, bye. It was nice to see you. Bye.
Rafina, you come back here right now. I will give you what will feel like a week, but is more like 5 seconds to come up with what you came here to ask us about.
And we'll find out what Rafina asks next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Yay!
I have homework. I just did the recap.
That was a favor that I just granted to you, Abby.
Oh,
that's
true. So many questions could be asked.
Uh-huh.
Probably most of them won't be answered anyway.
That's right.
Fuck
that's
true. Yeah. You gotta ask the right people the right questions.
That's true.
That is true. Very
Boo-dee.
True.
When will this campaign be over?
We thought we were nearly there, and we realized we were only 1/6 of the way. Mm, yeah.
Chapter one is almost done, I will
oh
say
gosh.
That.
Oh, that's right, we're chaptering it.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.